Here we are in the middle of January 2024, and it's time for a little bit of good stuff. Let's see if it warms us up and helps us feel better.
Cattlemen and women mark the date, Monday, February 12th, for the Slutton Angus 36th Annual Bull and Female Sale at Faith Livestock Auction in Faith, South Dakota, selling 115 bulls and 30 heifers bred for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you, featuring the bull Man in Black. Noon Mountain Time, February 12th at Faith Livestock.
And immerse yourselves, folks, in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News.
Don't forget the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up January 26th through February 3rd in Rapid City, South Dakota, the largest trade show in the region featuring over 300 vendors. They also have four nights of extreme bull riding starting on the 26th, rodeo events including Ranch Rodeo on January 30th. Too many events to list right here, so we want you to check it out online at blackhillsstockshow.com.
Okay, Mike, have you ever heard of a blue neck?
A blue neck?
Yeah, blue necks are northerners.
Oh, that would make sense.
I never thought of that. They're the opposite of rednecks. Because of redneck jokes, here are some takes on how southern folks look at northerners, or how sometimes us northerners look at ourselves. So, you might just be a blue neck if, instead of referring to two or more people as y'all, you call them you guys, even if both of them are women.
And you might be a blue neck if you think barbecue is a verb, meaning to cook outside.
That's right. If you think Heinz ketchup is really spicy.
You would never stop to buy something somebody was cooking on the side of the road, like boiled peanuts.
And you might be a blue neck if you don't have any problem pronouncing Worcestershire sauce correctly.
Oh, yeah. You might be a blue neck if for breakfast you would prefer potatoes au gratin to grits.
Check that. Yep, I agree. And you don't know what a moon pie is. Now, that I do disagree with. We must be very cultured people.
You might be a blue neck if you've never had an RC Cola.
Now, remember, a blue neck is somebody from the northern part of the United States. You might be a blue neck if you never eaten okra, fried, boiled, or pickled.
I'm not an okra fan. Well, you might be from the north if you eat fried chicken with a knife and a fork.
I can go either way.
Yeah, I prefer my fingers.
Yeah, me too. Well, you know, it's finger licking good.
Yep.
That's right. Okay, you've never seen a live chicken and the only cows you've seen are on road trips. Hey, that isn't a northern or a southern thing. That's a city or a country thing.
Yeah, that's kind of urban versus rural, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you might be a northern if you have no idea what a polecat is.
Now, I hear talk about a polecat, but what is a polecat?
You know, I'm from the north, so I'm not sure.
Oh, there you go. Hey, if you know what a polecat is, let us know. You don't see anything wrong with putting a sweater on your dog. Okay, not going to touch that.
And you might be a blue neck or from the north if you don't have bangs.
You would rather have your son become a lawyer than grow up to get his own TV fishing show.
You might be from the north if you drink either pop or soda instead of Cokes.
Oh, that could be. You've never eaten and don't know how to make a tomato sandwich. Beg to differ on that one. Yeah. One of my favorite sandwiches.
If you like tomatoes, you probably know how to make a tomato sandwich, no matter where you are.
That's right.
You might be a blue neck if you have never planned your summer vacation around a gun and knife show. Done that.
Yep, many a time. You think more money should go to important scientific research at your university than to pay the salary of the head football coach.
Oh, well, yeah, that's kind of timely, isn't it?
Yeah.
You might be from the north if you don't even have one can of WD-40 somewhere around the house.
Oh, that might be a country versus urban or something. I don't know. We have to have WD-40 around. The last time you smiled was when you blocked someone from getting on an on-ramp to the highway.
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't think we're like that.
You might be from the north if you don't have any hats in your closet that advertise feed stores.
Yeah, that doesn't apply. You have more than one professional sport team in your home state.
And you might be from the north if you call binoculars opera glasses.
I don't know. Those last three don't apply at all.
Yeah, there's some of these in here. We're from the north, and yeah, I call them binoculars.
Yeah. We don't have any professional teams in our state, but yet, how many hats do you have in your closet that advertise feed stores?
That's true. Those are just some tips. You might be from the north or a blue neck if you relate to very many of those.
Yeah.
And we want to thank you for tuning in to this edition of The Good Stuff.